In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Last week, before I sat down to begin work on this sermon, I was reading in my morning devotions, and one of the appointed psalms for that day was Psalm 80. And twice in that psalm, near the beginning and at the very end, are the following words. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Show us the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Just consider the faith of the psalmist. He says, I am saved simply when I see your light, O God. He is saying that salvation comes from God and is a simple thing. God shows us his light, and when we truly see it, we are saved. Show us the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. And our gospel today is the fulfillment of that request. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. Martin Luther says that this is the most important gospel of the whole church year. Bernard of Clairvaux, the famous Saint Bernard, puts it this way. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is born in Bethlehem of Judea. God, the creator of all things, the creator of earth and the skies, of all people, from the first to the last, all people. God, the creator of all energy. Consider electricity, which flows in wires for miles and miles, or electricity which travels scant millimeters in our brains to stimulate our nerve cells. God, who created our hearts and has them beat to pump blood through our bodies. God, who created the very air that we breathe, who formed the mountains, who made the sun, which gives our earth heat and light. This God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ to save his creation, us, from our sins. And he was born from a virgin in the small town of Bethlehem of Judea. God, the creator of all things past, present, and future, has revealed himself to us on earth in the form of a child, and not just a child, a newborn child. Our gospel tells us more. This child has extraordinary powers. This child is the true light that enlightens every man. And not all received or accepted him, but for those who did, who believed in his name, this newborn child gave power to them to become children of God. There is a dramatic sense of motion going on here. Jesus, the Son of the Father, appears among us, God among us, Emmanuel, as a newborn child, and those who believe in him are given the power to be children of God. St. Paul describes this dramatic motion this way. Have this mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and found in human form, humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name which is above every name. There are three themes in our gospel today which I want to explore. Light, humility, and power. Show us the light of your countenance that we might be saved, says the psalmist. St. John says, the true light that enlightens every man was coming into this world. This light shows us the way out of the darkness of fear and worry and arrogance and confusion. We are all in this darkness, and we see this light and we are drawn to it. The closer we get, the brighter it becomes, and when the darkness is finally overcome, we see more clearly. Imagine you are in the dark. You're walking along very carefully, step by step. You see nothing at all. It is scary. You're afraid of falling. You don't even know if you're headed in the right direction. And suddenly, you begin to see a glimmer in the distance. All is still and calm. Something is glowing in the distance, and you begin to walk toward it. And as you get closer, the darkness begins to subside. Soon there is more than a glow. The walking gets easier. It gets a bit brighter. You see people. You get closer. And it becomes clearer. There are people in some sort of a crude structure, and you see animals. You notice now that that light that you thought was in the sky is actually coming from something near the ground. And you get closer, and what do you see? A newborn child. Jesus, the Son of God, born in Bethlehem of Judea. Jesus, God, revealed to us in this vulnerable, humble state. This is what we find when we follow that light in our darkness. This is Jesus who has been born into our world to take hold of our sins and take them and bring them to the cross, to die with them so that we would be saved. We see Jesus, we see humility. Here, Jesus is humility. We are promised in this lesson that those who receive him, who believe in him, are given power to become children of God. So we have this amazing gift of power to become the children of God, power to be like Jesus. We have been given power to take on the characteristics of Jesus, as St. Peter writes, to become partakers in the divine nature. This light in this darkness has revealed divine nature for us. Jesus, a newborn child, God among us, Emmanuel. Humility. St. Bernard reminds us that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He writes, the stable preaches this to you. The manger proclaims it. The infant's limbs clearly speak of it, and the tears and the crying proclaim the good news. And indeed, there is good news here. Jesus, the Son of God, is born in Bethlehem of Judea. As believers in this, we are empowered to be children of God. We are given the power to be humble. Now, what is this humility going to look like for us in our everyday lives? Recently, I read something by the great theologian Karl Barth, and it helps me understand humility. He wrote, those who handle life as a divine loan will above all treat it with respect. But what does respect for life mean? What matters is that everyone should treat his existence and that of every other human being with respect. for it belongs to God, His loan, and His blessing. Our lives are not our own. They are on loan from God. Humility is expressed in real thankfulness. Humility is realizing that good health is a blessing and taking care of it as well as we can and not abusing it is our thankfulness, our stewardship. Humility is being thankful for the gifts we have, our mental gifts with which many of us earn our living, our physical talents such as those of a skilled tradesperson. Our response is stewardship, keeping the skills sharp. For me, the gift of music, I still make time to practice so that when my services are called upon, I won't let others down. Humility is being patient. Patient with those who are moving slowly when we're in a hurry. When if we're driving and the car ahead doesn't respond quickly enough to that green traffic light. Humility. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe that person sees something which we don't and needs to wait before moving forward. Humility is realizing that we always can learn something from a situation or from someone else. Humility is remembering that it is necessary to pray, to give thanks, and to ask God for strength. Strength for us. Strength for everyone. Humility is forgiving those who have hurt us and in asking to be forgiven by those we have wronged. This includes, first and foremost, asking forgiveness from God, who promises us forgiveness when we honestly confess, repent, and promise to amend our ways. Jesus shows us power in humility. At the Last Supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. That is humility, and that is power. We learn in the book of Revelation that the final victory over evil is accomplished through humility. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. The greatest evil of all is conquered by the blood of the Lamb. So in Jesus, who we see by his light, we see the power of humility. How can we find the power of humility in our lives? Can we do these things? Can we be so humble and yet so strong? The answer is yes, we can. Yes, we can. Through our faith in Jesus, we have Jesus in us. All we have to do is give ourselves over to him in us. And he will supply the strength, the courage, and the means. Now you might say, you don't know how to do this. When Jesus said to Andrew and to the others, follow me, he didn't say, I have this 3-year plan, and it involves some travel, and we're going to meet some people, and we might cure some people. And we're going to go along for a while, and we're going to end up in Jerusalem, and some things are going to happen there. He said, follow me. This is part of the understanding of the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Please take my suggestion. Try it. If you doubt yourselves, pray to Jesus for help. He's there. He's right there in you, just waiting to be asked. And I think you will be surprised with the results. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Martin Luther tells us that Christ is present in the believer, really present. This is a gift. This is the promise of baptism. Jesus, full of grace and truth, powerfully humble, Jesus abides in you. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Our gospel tells us that we are empowered in our humility. Let us then give ourselves over to this power, give ourselves, our minds, our words, our very hands, over to Jesus, who is in us, and allow his power to guide us in every word we speak and in every action that we take. This powerful humility, this Emmanuel, this Jesus becomes, is, and ever shall be the greatest power, the power which passes all understanding. On this Christmas day, and every day forward, let us remember this. Let us take the light of Christ's humility in us and share it with others. And be ever in awe of the powerful humility of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.